hard when life gets rearranged. There's no use in trying to complain. So let's turn this into a house of love instead of a house of pain.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be not a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be all right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right. All right.
Spiller. Thank you. summer's over, cold is on the way, longer nights and shorter days. Slept till afternoon was over, cigarettes and scotch all night. Not all that wrong, but not all that right. I just don't like waiting at this red light, waiting for anything. I just don't like waiting at this red light, waiting for anything.
We'll be right back. Yeah. CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm going to talk like an American. 95.9 FM. Winnipeg. Yes, indeed. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. And it's episode 286. And it is November the 6th already. Oh, my goodness. And, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. There's not much going on in here, man. Yeah, everyone's gone from the Listening Pleasures show. And it's down to me and the mice and the ghosts that reside here on the 4.5 floor of Centennial Hall, the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, downtown 129th Street, Convent. Everything's upbeat. I don't know what that means. But anywho, maybe we should take care of some business. The first set, we like to call it the opening set, or perhaps the intro set for the show. It's, I'll explain. I'll do the songs and I'll explain why I did what I did, because there's usually a rhyme or a reason or both for what we do here. And then sometimes it's just like, who cares? We're just going to play this song. But anyways, there was reasons for this. So we played King Apparatus. You just heard them, actually. And Hanging On from a record called King Apparatus. 1992 Raw Energy put that out. Yeah, that's a little ska. They played ska and reggae. We heard Junior Gone Wild before that with Slept All Afternoon. Hell yeah. From a record called Less Art, More Pop. 1986, Better Youth Organization put that one out. We heard The Sons of Freedom from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Actually, they're not a band anymore, but anyway. We heard Hit It from a record called Tex. 1995, Divine Industries put it out. We heard Rush with Superconductor from a pretty sweet record called Presto that came out in 1989 on Anthem Records right here in Canada. Speaking of Canada, the Tragically Hip before that with Membership. I got to tell you, on the very final concert here in Winnipeg, I was beyond ecstatic when they played Membership at that last concert. I freaked out a little bit. So, and I was singing along. It was what a weird concert that was, though. It was like a combination of pure joy because you're seeing the Hip, and then there was always that underlying thing that was like, this is the last time I'm going to see, you know, in my case, my favorite band on planet Earth. Good grief. Anyways, let's not talk about that. It's depressing. From a record called Phantom Power, 1998, Universal put it out, and that's a wicked record. Oh my gosh. And off the top, someone that's pretty hard to beat, a band that's pretty hard to beat, the Beatles. Maybe you heard of them. We heard Revolution, and that was a 7-inch single. It was the B-side to Hey Jude from Hey Jude, you know, not a bad song. B-side to Hey Jude, 1968, and of course Apple put it out. There you go. Welcome to the show. It's 3 hours of weird music. What are we going to do? We have a Remembrance Day set on tap, and I got a whole bunch of speeches, and I'm going to play a whole bunch of them from World War II, and some of them are fairly chilling. And then we're going to interdisperse with some songs, from World War II. Yeah, I know a lot more about World War II than World War I, I got to say. But anywho, so this our Remembrance Day show is kind of, you know, World War II. But believe you me, we haven't forgot about World War I or the Korean War or Vietnam or any of those wars. There's just a lot more stuff available for World War II to stick on the radio. That is for darn sure. So remember, November 11th is Remembrance Day. So we got that coming up. Then Paige Drobot and the Block Parents are throwing down this Friday at, what is it again, 433 River Avenue. It's at the Legion. And Paige is celebrating a new release, a new 7-inch, A-side, B-side. We're going to play the A-side tonight, I think. Maybe I'll play the B-side. We'll see. We got Paige coming up. It's a Paige extravaganza is what it is. It's a whole set minus a little bit of Block Parents, and it's all Paige Drobot all the time. So that's coming up. And then, of course, there's the something we're going to talk about in a second here. There's the big U.S. election. And so we got some voting songs coming up. And then the Punk Rock Flea Market was last weekend. It was spectacular. It was at the RBC Convention Center. And it was really fun. I ran into a whole bunch of folks that I know. So it was excellent. And I actually held back a little bit from the previous Punk Rock Flea Market. I didn't spend as much. I was actually looking more for Christmas gifts for other folks rather than, you know, selfish me, you know, here, get yourself some stuff. So I did get myself some stuff, and we're going to play that stuff a little bit later because I ended up buying some punk rock that I'm really, really excited about. And I couldn't believe I found it. I was like, oh, wow. So so there you go. And it was excellent. And yeah, and like I said, fun to run into a whole pile of people. And boy, there's some really, really talented artisans, I guess I should say, in Winnipeg selling their wares. It's incredible. I'm going to try and keep everybody, you know, up to date on all. Well, not all. There's so many. But some of my favorite Christmas craft sales, you know, coming up this season. You know, there's a bunch. And we'll see if we can get it all in order. And put it on the air so you kind of know where to go Christmas shopping or holiday shopping or whatever you want to call it. And I tell you, I try and go to quite a few. My sister and then Tanis also is kind of responsible for this as well, to getting me into these markets. And to me, you know, personally, I'd much rather give my money to those folks. I feel like they're more deserving than, you know, the big corporations that are already making trillions of dollars off of us. But yeah, I want to support people just like me, not Walmart or whatever. They don't give a crap about me. So anyway, there you go. So yeah, so lots going on, lots of punk rock to end. The last hour is going to be punk rock filled, man, and in honor of the punk rock flea market. So there you go. Yeah, so here we go. Let's talk punk rock. Let's talk about something awesome. So the punk rock flea market, I can't remember how many vendors there were, but lots of new vendors. Like, it's cool how they kind of changed up the vendors from the one before. And I know they added different vendors as well. And it was wonderful. It was excellent, excellent, excellent. And hopefully you made it out. There were a ton of people. And I guess they had to get even bigger, which is why they changed the venue from, well, the one they had at the airport at the, I can't remember the hotel's name. That was nice for me. That's my hood down there, like the west side of Winnipeg. So that one was awesome. It was just like, it was a, seriously, a hop, skip, and a jump from home. And yeah, and it was great. But the RBC Convention Center is pretty cool place. Pretty nice place. They have it all renovated up. If you haven't been there in a bunch of years, it's a lot better than it used to be. And that place held, you know, more folks. So there's actually more room to like walk around and stuff like that. Like, it wasn't, you weren't bumping into quite as many people, but there was still a ton of people there. And it was great to see. And I know a lot of the vendors were pretty happy, like, you know, with the, with their haul. I should explain. So the first set there, you know, with the Beatles, the Hip, Rush, Sons of Freedom, Junior Gone Wild, and King Apparatus, I played those bands partially because of Stu. And Stu runs gigposters204.com. So Stu is still doing gig posters, but he did a lot of them, you know, in the 80s. And so he sells them now. So if you want a really cool Christmas gift, go to gigposters204.com, I think it is. Might be .ca, but anyway, you'll find it. Google search it, gigposters204, it'll be there. And you can see he's got like a trillion posters there. But he also started selling those little calendars that used to go, like if you went to shows back in the day, sometimes you'd go to the Pyramid and you'd get there early, hopefully, or whatever, and you'd find like the calendar on the tables and you'd go, oh man, you know, Junior Gone Wild are coming here, you know, next month, or the Jesus Lizard are coming here. And so I fell in love with those calendars, and I actually clipped a few, you know, I took a few or whatever. And but Stu is selling them $1 a piece, and I ended up buying 18 of them from the punk rock flea market. He was set up there, and plus he has all the 11x17 gig posters. I've bought a few off of them. I'm probably going to buy a bunch more from them. Incredible stuff. So I know he was telling me, or no, sorry, not telling me, telling all of us on social that he was like, dang, I did pretty well. you know, at the flea market and stuff. So that was where, you know, set number one kind of came from. Like King Apparatus were on some of the calendars I bought. Junior Gone Wild, Sons of Freedom. Rush is a different story. We'll talk about that in a sec. But the Hip, At the Spectrum. Okay, that was on there. So I'm like, oh, I'm playing the Hip. And I also bought Beatles trading cards, you know, like hockey cards, but they're the Beatles. Damn. So, and they were like, the lady that sold them to me, she's like, hey, I'll $2 a pack. I'm like, hell yeah. And so I got some cool Beatles trading cards. I got I got thousands of hockey cards. And then I have probably from Halloween, I used to get those, the cards sometimes. Like I have Star Wars trading cards, I have Battlestar Galactica stuff, Star Trek I have, and now I can add the Beatles to it and stuff. Oh, I have, remember that TV show Dallas, you know, Who Shot JR and all that crap? Yeah, I have some Dallas trading cards. Well, I got a whole bunch of weird ones, and yeah, I got some baseball cards and maybe even a few football cards, but anyways, Beatles trading cards. I didn't even know that existed. I mean, I kind of did. I think everything exists for the Beatles, right? You can probably find something for everything. But anyways, getting back to Rush. So Rush was the one thing that we played that really didn't have anything to do with the punk rock flea market. But our friends in Moontown are playing in a band now called, at least I think it's Moontown. I don't know if it's all of them. I'm not sure, but there's a band that some of them have formed called Robots of Rush, and they're playing their very first show on December the 14th at the Pyramid, and they just announced that, so I thought, hell, we're going to play Superconductor by Rush. So there you go. So that's how the first set is explained. And we'll keep talking. What the hell? I mean, last week I didn't talk at all. I had the Halloween Terror Tackler. By the way, thanks for everyone who phoned in and was like, well, man, this Halloween tunes are cool. So it was nice to hear from everyone. It was great. And so anyways, I'm going to talk more this time because I just ripped tunes basically, and because I had so many darn Halloween songs. So anyway, happy belated Halloween, everyone. Hopefully it went well. But now we're talking the U.S. election. And yeah, the person that I'm going for isn't winning right now. Miss Kamala Harris, 214. I guess these are electoral votes. And then 247 for Trump. And so I don't know what exactly, like, I don't really understand the U.S. thing and stuff. And but I got to say, I was telling Tanis and Jeff, I was saying, like, you know, I feel a little bit better, you know, if Trump got in, because, you know, we lived through 4 years of Trump and nothing too bad happened. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He tried to do some stuff to Canada, you know, tariff us. And then we said, okay, well, we'll tariff you. And then it all went away. You know what I mean? And I think his people were like, dude, you can't do that because they're going to tariff us. And then there's going to be like 20 million jobs lost. And then it's on your head. And then he was like, oh, darn. And then that kind of went away. So I feel a little bit better about it. But, you know, it is definitely concerning. I mean, he's talking about, like, and he talks a lot and then he does very little, but you know, he was talking about pulling, you know, out of supporting Ukraine in their struggle with that idiot Putin. Yeah, so that's concerning to me, like, for them to just, you know, if he gets in and he just cuts off all aid to Ukraine, I don't know, you know, how that's going to happen. Plus, you know, well, the Koreans are there. The North Koreans are actually fighting with Russia. That's concerning, folks. I hate to say it. I don't mean to be an alarmist, but, you know, that's concerning when other countries are kind of, you know, going with Putin. You know, what's going to happen? Are the Americans going to, you know, like, are they going to side with, with Ukraine, or are they just going to abandon them? And then what are the rest of the allies doing? You know, what is the rest of Europe going to do? It's concerning. There is no question about it. And yeah, I heard some news report. I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore because the internet's full of craziness now. But you know, apparently the Ukrainians bombed those Russians or shot at them or something. And so not good, not great. So, yeah, the world's like teetering. And then not only that, man, all this weather stuff going on is freaking me out a little bit. Like the craziness happening in BC with the winds and then the rains and then the floods. And then, you know, Spain just had like a crazy flood. Dude, man, things are weird, you know, like it's a bit concerning, but I mean, damn, you know, you can't be too concerned or you'll drive yourself bonkers. You know what I mean? But I hope Kamala makes a comeback here. What is this map I'm reading? Oh yeah. So there's like, let's see, Arizona, Nevada, Arkansas, Wisconsin, I guess, Minnesota, it looks like maybe. They haven't reported yet. Pennsylvania hasn't reported yet and stuff. So, yeah, who knows? And the way that the election works in the States is strange to me. I honestly think that it should be just, you know, forget the electoral thing, whatever that means. Just do it on votes. You know what I mean? Like, whoever gets the most amount of votes wins. That's it. Like, shouldn't that be that? That's the way it should be. Yeah. That way, you know, if I lived in the States and I lived in, like, North Dakota or South Dakota, or perhaps even Nebraska or Kansas or something like that, who don't get as many as much say in the electoral votes, at least if it was just, you know, the ruler of, you know, whoever, you know, got the most votes, at least it would feel like my vote counted a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like it would feel weird casting a vote in North Dakota, knowing that, you know, we don't have a lot of electoral votes in our state, so to me, I'd be like, well, my vote doesn't really count as much as someone who lives in Florida who have like a million, you know? So, yeah, very, very strange the way it works. And it's worked like that forever, but who knows? I think they should change it, but good luck with that. I mean, I don't think you can change anything in the States anymore because it's like a 50-50 split there. You know, like 50% of the people would be like, yeah, let's change it. And the other 50 would be like, no, let's not change it. And then nothing happens. So, yeah. So, oh, well, whatever. But yeah, like I said, we lived through 4 years of Trump and he tried to screw Canada over basically. And he found out he couldn't do it. And so that was good. And yeah, and now he'll probably try again. I mean, I don't think the guy really learns too much. He's just does whatever he wants. And then when it doesn't work out, he's like, oh, well, you know, I didn't build the wall and I didn't screw over Canada and I didn't do much. But anyways, good luck to everyone in the States. Yeah, it's interesting. Anyways, and man, the vote came up. I haven't been paying attention at all. Like, I got to say, I haven't followed the campaign trails or any stuff. I mean, I got other stuff to do, you know, other than follow, you know, this election. But it came up fast. I was like, all of a sudden it was like, hey, there's the American election is happening. I'm like, when? And they're like, in a couple of days, dude. And I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, I thought it was at least a couple weeks away. Nope. So I was more concentrating on All Hallows Eve, I gotta say, for last week's show and all that stuff. But anywho, yeah, Jets win again. I'm gonna do CKW Sports tonight. I'm gonna talk more because, yeah, what the hell? Blah blah blah. Talk. And yeah, but maybe we should get to something very, very important, much more important in my opinion than the American election, and that's Remembrance Day, which comes up on November the 11th. I hope everyone goes out and gets their poppy and throws a little bit of money in the box and stuff like that. I know I do every single year, and I keep all my poppies, at least the ones that I don't lose. I'm like I ended up, you know, buying like two or three poppies during the season because I my poppies just literally pop off my jacket and they're somewhere on the ground somewhere. So, and then I go get another one, which is good because then I give more money to you know, to veterans and whatnot, the people who deserve it and everything. But still, man, I gotta try and secure my poppies better. But anywho, so yep, November 11th. What's the? Let me just check on the old calendar here. So the 11th is actually next Monday, and yeah. So yep, make sure you get out and get your poppy, and perhaps even attend some of the stuff going on November 11th. So, like I said before, I put together like a little Remembrance Day set here because, yeah, we should definitely remember, and especially on the 11th. But yeah, maybe we should be remembering the whole year round, in my opinion. So here we go. We're going to start with Taps, of course. And this is, I took this off of a Corb Lund record. So it's kind of the shortened version of it. And then we got a bunch of speeches and we got some songs, you know, from the late 30s, early 40s during World War II. Here we go. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show. We're going till 3 in the morning, as per usual. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you. Oopsie daisy. Hold on. I got to reload this. Holy tech. I'm glad this didn't happen last week for the Terratacular. Oh boy. Oh wow. So let me just see if this works this time. I'm getting error messages. Hold on a sec. Let's see.
Speaking to you from the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany. You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me that all my long struggle to win peace has failed. Yet I cannot believe that there is anything more or anything different that I could have done and that would have been more successful. Up to the very last, it would have been quite possible to have arranged a peaceful and honorable settlement between Germany and Poland. But Hitler would not have it. He had evidently made up his mind to attack Poland whatever happened. And although he now says he put forward reasonable proposals which were rejected by the Poles, that is not a true statement. The proposals were never shown to the Poles, nor to us. And though they were announced in the German broadcast on Thursday night, Hitler did not wait to hear comments on them, but ordered his troops to cross the Polish frontier the next morning. His action shows convincingly that there is no chance of expecting that this man will ever give up his practice of using force to gain his will. He can only be stopped by force. And we and France are today, in fulfillment of our obligations, going to the aid of Poland, who is so bravely resisting this wicked and unprovoked attack upon her people. We have a clear conscience. We have done all that any country could do to establish peace. But a situation in which no word given by Germany's ruler could be trusted, and no people or country could feel itself safe, had become intolerable. And now that we have resolved to finish it, I know that you will all play your part with calmness and courage.
The weather's fine for flying. The fog has gone to bed. There's such good visibility. You could see victory ahead. Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men. And we will see a world that's free when we fly home again.
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
well, give us a little ride.
The pilot said to the navigator,
why don't you slide inside?
The navigator, he looked around and said to the engineer,
ah, your hands are dirty, your pants are dirty, you're dirty behind the ear.
Said the bombardier to the gunner,
well, how are we fixed for lead?
The pilot said to the radio man,
how's the weather ahead?
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
hand us that pretty crate. 5 degrees to the right will make it, just as sure as fate.
The ship belonged to the bombardier who opened his little bay. He saw the target, the lovely target, and suddenly,
bombs away!
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
call it a day.
And then the pilot said to the radio man,
say we done it again.
The weather's fine for flying. The fog has gone to bed. There's such good visibility. You can see victory ahead. Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men. And we shall see a world that's free when we fly home again.
Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men, and we will see a world that's free when we fly home again.
It was the biggest overseas military operation in the biggest war in world history, and its best-kept secrets as well. D-Day, a military term for the first day of a military operation, was a fitting description for the event, which turned the tide of battle in World War II. Plans by the United States and Britain to invade German-occupied Northern Europe had been in the works for nearly 2 years before the summer of 1944, when the supreme commander of those Allied forces, General Dwight Eisenhower, gave his assent to begin a massive landing at the French coastal town of Normandy. Those still awake in America and listening to their radios in the wee hours of June 6, 1944, were most likely listening to the harmonic band of Leo Diamond and his Harmonaires when suddenly, at 12:41 a.m. Eastern Time, the broadcast was interrupted with the first news of the invasion.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. I repeat, the German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. There was no Allied confirmation.
Within hours, official confirmation of the invasion came in a broadcast transmitted from the Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force in London.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
When the news broke, the NBC radio network sounded their four-chime alert. The fourth chime was a note added to the familiar three-chime NBC musical signature. It was an emergency signal, sounded on the air to effect the immediate gathering of key NBC operating personnel responsible for broadcasting news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NBC newsroom in New York, where we are standing by to bring you the news of the reported operations against the continent by the Allies, which only the German radio has so far announced. The National Broadcasting Company intends to continue with its network service coast to coast throughout the rest of this night. This is our official notification to stations affiliated with NBC that we will continue broadcasting throughout the remainder of these nighttime hours. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
For the next 24 hours, network radio was on flash basis, ready for round-the-clock operation to broadcast uninterrupted news of the invasion, which Allied forces had termed Operation Overlord, but which would remain forever celebrated as simply D-Day. Despite heavy resistance by German troops, the landings were a tactical success, as Allied troops gained their first foothold in France since the beginning of the German occupation of that nation 4 years earlier. Less than 3 months later, on August 25, 1944, Allied troops liberated the French capital of Paris.
Thank you.